When Mary Hargrove was writing about Oral Roberts and the business side you were talking about, did Oral complain to your father about this? He thought it was unfair. Did you ever hear from Oral Roberts about it?
I don't think so. We always had a fairly good relationship with Oral. Bob Forsman was the one who broke the stories that Oral was going to build his university. And then Bob and I later won the AP Writing Award for an interview, a four-hour interview we did with Oral. I did most of the writing, but Bob, who knew Oral very well and could ask certain pertinent questions, was very much a part of the interview. Generally, it's better for one person to do the writing. I remember Oral explaining to me his technique was not to speak to 20 million people at once, but to speak to one person 20 million times over. In other words, he would look out of that television set right into your eyes and communicate with you. Everybody felt he was just one-on-one with them. And when I wrote the story that won the award, it was Oral Roberts, basketball fan extraordinaire, plays the game of life man-to-man. And so you're able to use basketball terminology, and you got basketball, game, and man-to-man. But it really represented exactly the way Oral operated.
Was that interview conducted in the 60s?
It could have been, 60s or early 70s.
His university came about in the 60s.
Yeah, it came about in the 60s. In fact, I helped him put together the Oracle, helped the students get the first baby steps started on school newspaper, because I'd been on school newspaper when I was in college.
So that shows the friendly terms you were on with the Roberts.
Yeah, and Oral lived next door to my granddad's place. You had to kind of go around the block to come in that way just because of the way fences worked. But my dad, on his walks, would often stop and talk to Oral. You know, religiously, they were several light years apart.
You got to remember that he was a universalist, and here is Oral Roberts, a Pentecost faith healer.
But you know yourself, as a person who's interviewed so many people, you can interview people of vastly different beliefs than you have and still get along well. And Dad and Oral were friends. I mean, they weren't the kind who would go out to parties together or something, but they got along well. And I'm sure that Oral was probably upset to some extent just by the fact that we showed how big an industry it had become that wasn't all in the religious business. But I never got any gripes from him, and I would have heard from Dad if I had.
I was asking that question because for this website, I interviewed Oral Roberts, and he said to me, you know, when the media came after me, I never struck back, did I? And I had to say no, so I was kind of testing to see.
Well, if we came after him, it was just in the sense of showing how big the Oral Roberts thing had been. We didn't try and make a judgmental call on it. In fact, I remember one of Mary's sidebars was just about how much the City of Faith had meant to some of the people who had come down to see it. It was a very positive story. So, you know, when you're written about, you're much more sensitive to things. Maybe the fact that we pointed out that they had created X millions of dollars doing this or that could be looked upon negatively by them simply because it's being pointed out. You're not making a judgmental call whether it's good or bad, but sometimes they can get kind of sensitive.
Right. Probably in the area of when he would plead for money, then this story
right.
that they were out making millions in a business sense, he wasn't as poor perhaps as it seemed to be when he was asking for money.
Right. I remember John Wolfe and the 900-foot Jesus. John Wolfe was our minister, and he made a lot of fun of Oral's vision of a 900-foot Jesus, which we all assumed would have been on the Oral Roberts basketball team the next day.
Right, and we all did, and I did my share of that on the radio, as a matter of fact.
I used to start with you every morning on the radio because I'd get up at 4:45 and pick up the news and your things and listen to it on the way in.
Yeah, those were good times.